Chapter 3, Right Principles Essential.
Those who labor in business lines should take every precaution against falling into error through wrong principles or methods. Their record may be like that of Daniel in the courts of Babylon, when all his business transactions were subjected to the closest scrutiny. Not one faulty item could be found. The record of his business life, incomplete though it is, contains lessons worthy of study. It reveals the fact that a businessman is not necessarily a scheming policy man. He may be a man instructed of God at every step. Daniel, while prime minister of the kingdom of Babylon, was a prophet of God, receiving the light of heavenly inspiration. His life is an illustration of what every Christian businessman may be. God does not accept the most splendid service unless self is laid upon the altar, a living, consuming sacrifice. The root must be holy, else there can be no sound, healthy fruit, which alone is acceptable to God. The heart must be converted and consecrated. The motives must be right. The inner lamp must be supplied with the oil that flows from the messengers of heaven through the golden tubes into the golden bowl. The Lord's communication never comes to man in vain. Truths, precious vital truths, are bound up with man's eternal well-being both in this life and in the eternity that is opening before us. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The word of God is to be practiced. It will live and endure forever, while worldly ambitions, worldly projects, and the greatest plans and purposes of men will perish like the grass. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. See Daniel 12, verse 3. At this time, God's cause is in need of men and women who possess rare qualifications and good administrative powers. Men and women who will make patient, thorough investigation of the needs of the work in various fields. Those who have a large capacity for work. Those who possess warm, kind hearts, cool heads, sound sense, and unbiased judgment. Those who are sanctified by the Spirit of God and can fearlessly say no or yea and amen to propositions. Those who have strong convictions, clear understanding, and pure sympathetic hearts. Those who practice the words, "All ye are brethren." Those who strive to uplift and restore fallen humanity.